You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, this is Phil Rogers, MLB.com Extra Cincinnati Reds edition. As always, I'm joined by Mark Sheldon, Reds beat writer, talking about a team that just couldn't get it going in the second half of the year. Missed Joey Votto, the starting rotation that looked so formidable coming out of spring training. It never really got it rolling from top to bottom. But we did see from the ace, Johnny Cueto, a vintage season. And Mark, let's start with Cueto. Was there anything that you could point to as a key for him to be so wire to wire? Was it just that he had finally gotten over the shoulder and was back to being confident about his health?
I think it's exactly that. I think his health was a huge issue last year. He only had 12 starts. He was, going back to the playoffs in 2012 with the oblique, and then going into the bicep or tricep strain that he was dealing with last season. He just wasn't Johnny Cueto. And, you know, you saw what he was capable of in 2012 right up until the playoff game that knocked him out and eight pitches in. And really, this season's kind of a continuation of that. If you kind of erase 2013, 2014 picked up right where 2012 left off. And he's been very strong. He's been very effective. And the most impressive thing maybe is that he's able to work deep into games. He's going, you know, not just seven innings. He's going eight innings and sometimes nine. You know, I think 14 times this season he's gone eight innings and allowed two earned runs or less. And that's just really, really strong, especially pitching at Great American Ballpark.
There had been talk about his mechanics, that he created some of the physical issues he'd had, with a delivery that's somewhat unorthodox and kind of his own personal delivery. In the end, do you think did he wind up making some changes, or do you think it's just kind of back to this is the way he throws and it works for him?
I think it's the latter. It was funny, for in spring training there was all this discussion both with the manager and with Johnny that some modification of his delivery was going to come, and although they didn't necessarily said that was the cause of his injury, but they also thought maybe, you know, it's a hard to repeat delivery because of the nuances of it, especially the Louis Tion style kind of, you know, spin, half spin. But when it really came down to it, I think the first game of the season, you pretty much saw it right there, like it always was. And I didn't really see much modification. And he's just been really strong, really good, and he's just not afraid to compete and go for it.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you a tricky question, and I understand that the Reds are going to be up against it financially this off season, double figure arbitration eligibles, and an expensive starting rotation to keep together. So it's a pie in the sky question to begin with. But when you look at the team, I mean, it looks like. Balanced, and it looks like the parts should add up to more than they did this year. And a healthy Joey Votto is not an answer to my question. You can't go there because that's the easy one. But if you could just magically add something to this Reds team, what do you think the one piece that would make the most difference would be?
I think they need a run producing left fielder that can get on base, which is kind of asking for a lot. They need someone that is good, even if he is a power hitter that strikes out a lot, but somebody that can get on base, whether it's drawing walks or doing whatever it takes, but also that can kind of, drive in some runs from the middle of the order. That's something they really don't have. They were hoping to get it more from Ryan Ludwig this year. He 2 years ago he was so good. Last year he lost most of the year because of his shoulder, and this year he didn't really get it all the way back. And I think they really need someone that can do that. They lost a lot of on-base percentage going from Shin-Soo Chu to Billy Hamilton. As good as things that Hamilton did, the one thing he didn't do very well was drawing walks. And it's really, when you're going from a guy that's going from 435 on base, plus Joey Votto is in 435 or in that area, and then you have guys that are 300 or less, you're losing a lot of opportunities to drive in runs. And that's something that they really lack. And I think if they can get some offense, however they get it, it'll probably have to be through the trade, because I doubt they'll be able to do it on the open market in free agency, but they need to bring in another bat.
It, speaking of Billy Hamilton, it seemed maybe because of the Red struggles and, you know, maybe his second half not quite what his first half was, but that there was less buzz about Billy Hamilton toward the end of the year. He still seems to me like a very strong rookie of the year candidate. As a matter of fact, I happen to have a vote in that award. And you look at the starting pitchers, a lot of talk about Jacob DeGrom, but I don't know if there's really a super, you know, to me, there's no obvious candidate. You think Billy Hamilton could still wind up winning the Rookie of the Year?
I think he could. I looking at the list of who's out there, and the three that only stand out to me are Hamilton, DeGrom, and Colton Wong in St. Louis. And you know, especially with Hamilton, he's done it all season. Even though he has tailed off, but he has done a lot of things, and he leads in the offensive side of things almost every category other than home runs and RBIs among rookies. He's pretty much up there in all the statistics. He's almost stolen 60 bases. He has provided a lift, and what doesn't show up in the statistics is the really good defense he's played out in center field. He's played Gold Glove level defense out there. He's got 10 assists. He just had one on Tuesday night against the Brewers. So I think he does a lot of things. With DeGrom, the one thing, you know, as good as his numbers have been, he's only had like 24 starts, and he's missed some time, I think, on the DL. Obviously, he's been shut down for maybe his last two starts of this year. So it's going to be tough. I would not be shocked if it comes down to those two, and I really couldn't say who's going to win. It sounds like, just reading all the what I've read so far, that DeGrom right now may have the edge.
Yeah, it seems pretty split. I'm going to have to get my ballot turned in by Sunday, and chances are, I think I'm leaning toward Hamilton. I do like the guy that's played, done it all year. We touched on this a little bit last week, and I'm sure around the Reds it gets touched on often, but a team that's bumping up against its payroll and does have that deep starting rotation, what's your expectation for a trade of a pitcher? Would you say it's 50-50, or is it better than 50-50 that one of those arms in the top of the rotation will get traded?
I think it's probably 50-ish, 50-50. I think what it's going to come down to is do they feel with what they have in place right now, plus maybe adding a bat if they can, do they have what it takes to overtake the big three of the division, Milwaukee, St. Louis, and Pittsburgh, no particular order? If they feel like that they're not even close, then they need to really upgrade, retool, repower, they might make some trades. I think the problem is that you have four starters a year away from free agency. Johnny Cueto, a $10 million club option for 2015, is a bargain for obviously what we just discussed, the year he's had. I see them obviously picking that up. Now the question is, do they trade Cueto, or do they maybe trade Matt Latos, even though he's had an injury-shortened year? Teams maybe express interest in him. Is Mike Leake a candidate of sorts, of someone that might want, because he's a dependable pitcher, even though he doesn't have the gaudy numbers, he does make every start. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do. I don't see them in a situation where they could retain Leake, Cueto, and Latos all long-term. I just don't see it. They already have Homer Bailey locked up for 6 years, $105 million, and it's just, with their limitations, they have nine guys owed $71 million next season. And, they have a payroll of about $100 million. They really don't have a lot of wiggle room.
Well, as the Major League season wraps up, the Arizona Fall League getting ready to get underway. And when you look at the players the Reds are sending out there, are there one or two who jump up that you're just interested to see how they handle that higher level? It's pretty high level of competition out there in the desert.
Yeah, the one that really sticks out is just because he was our first-round pick this past summer is Nick Howard out of the University of Virginia. He went to Dayton after being selected, and he's got a big power arm, and he's obviously going to be facing a competition that may be a little bit higher than the lower Class A level, and I'd be curious to see how he fares. This is kind of the same thing they did last year when they sent they sent Michael Lorenzen out to the Fall League, even though they wanted to make him a starter and have him learn that. And that was kind of why they did it. And in years past, I think they sent Robert Stevenson, another first-round pick. And it's doing for all those guys so far, it seems to have served them pretty well. So I think with Howard, it could be productive for him, and it could kind of maybe accelerate his growth.
Very interesting. Mark, we do appreciate it. For Mark Sheldon, this has been Phil Rogers. This is the Cincinnati Reds edition of MLB.com Extras.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.